If you're a devoted multitasker, you might want to make plans for the night of January 22nd to go to LT Laundry in West Asheville.
We'll be doing laundry. People are welcome to bring laundry if they like.
Anya Hamilton is an Asheville dance and film artist behind an immersive performance called Solidago.
It is the botanical name, the Latin name for the goldenrod plant. In Latin, it means to mend or to make whole, like healing almost. And so that's sort of like what I'm getting at for this performance. It's kind of like I'm creating a collective ritual environment where people can bring something in or utilize things that are in the space and wash them.
Solidago is part of the Asheville Fringe Festival, and Hamilton sees it as an installation rather than as a performance involving art, movement, music, and film.
I love watching just pure dance, but I also really like expressionist work, and I think that's more kind of what I'm informed from. The artistic community here is very supportive, and there's really a sense that we're building on each other's work.
Another dancer expanding her universe is Alexis Miller. She's one of five women in a movement collective called the Accidentals. That's an acronym, by the way, standing for Asheville's Creative Collective of Improvisational Dancers Exploring Noise, Time, Audience Levels, and Space.
I love working with a choreographer and the choreographer telling me exactly what to do. But this was really the opposite. This is all five of us collaborating, and we're more interested in what happens when you get inspired by the space that you are performing in.
For the Fringe Festival's closing night party, the Accidentals are performing a wedding ceremony for the ages.
We thought, what is the worst thing that could happen in a wedding? And so we really took that theme to an extreme. We tend to do really ridiculous, sort of silly things. That wasn't intended. It just sort of started to happen that our stuff was sort of comedic. And it keeps happening sometimes that way.
Christian Prinz Cohen is taking a decidedly different turn, away from the stand-up comedy he's known for, and producing his first serious work. Abomination, a Memoir of Ambiguity, is a storytelling show grounded in Jungian shadow work.
My comedy was so aggressive that people didn't actually see me. And so with Abomination, I get to present my case in a way that is more vulnerable.
Cohen's story probes his encounters with racism and homophobia and the identity he said he's developed as a shield.
There's heartbreak, there's death, there's grief, there's pulling yourself up out of the ashes. And so I get to go and like really dig into my vulnerability and express that in a way that people are going to either really, really connect with it or kind of be a little shocked and be like, oh my God.
Performances of Abomination are January 24th through 26th at the Sly Grog in Asheville. Keith Schubert is largely known for his toy box theater and what he calls adult puppetry, and he's created a new show for every Fringe Festival since he arrived in Asheville a decade ago. His new show, for people of all ages, is titled The Miraculously Inventive Machine of Charlie Mean. Performances are January 25th and 26th at the Wortham Center.
I like to take this approach that each piece sort of dictates what style of puppetry that I do. I can have sort of slapstick visual humor. I can use wit. I can use storytelling. My character is also based on traditional clowning and facial expressions, and I can draw emotive responses from the audience just with my face.
You'll find links to all these performances and for the Fringe Festival at large in the online version of this story at bpr.org. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.